The Broncos neither are going to be asked all week the one question. Defensively, how do you slow down the duo down in Carolina, D'Angelo Williams and rookie Jonathan Stewart? Combined, they have rushed for 1,840 yards and 21 touchdowns. This rushing attack last Monday gashed the Buccaneers' defense for 301 yards en route to a 38-23 victory on national TV. The Broncos know they have their work cut out for them.
I don't think I've seen any team run like that against Tampa Bay. Now, that was one of the better games I've seen since I've been in the National Football League against, top opponent.
But watching the film on the guys for the whole season, you know, they've able to, you know, get a chance to play together, and both those guys bring a lot to the team. You know, watching the game from last Monday, you know, both those guys made an effect on the whole game. So, you know, we just got to be sound and continue to stop their run.
All the teams we play had pretty much two good backs, but these two backs are real explosive. They can hurt you. They get those big plays, those 40-yard runs, those 30-yard runs. They can really hurt you and control the game.
D'Angelo is more of a guy who can bounce it and cut back all kinds of plays, and Stewart's guys kind of go down here and just break tackles. But both of those guys are two excellent backs, and it's going to be a great challenge for us.
The Broncos are feeling confident stopping the run and have improved in recent weeks. Just last week against Kansas City, Denver's defense held Larry Johnson to 36 yards, and back in Week 11, held Michael Turner to just 81 yards on 25 carries.
I think it's a confidence builder, you know, stopping a guy like Larry Johnson, know our capability, know what we can do. But, like I said, these guys, these two-headed monsters, and they kind of got two different type of deliveries, and it's going to be a great challenge for us. We got to tackle, we got to rat pack these guys and get to the ball.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to do what we do and do it on a more consistent base, and then we should be okay.
Offensively, the game may be on the shoulders of Jay Cutler in the passing game. After Peyton Hillis was lost for the season on IR last week, the Broncos now have lost their fifth back to injured reserve.
I think we're probably number two or number one in the AFC or something in passing, or number three in the NFL. So it's not about, you know, what another team does, what we do. And what we do well is we can run the ball. We've been doing that for years before I even got here. And we've proven this year that we can throw the ball. So we're going to take advantage of our opportunities and the mismatches they give us. So we're just going to play our offensive game.
But the Broncos backfield is looking forward to opportunities. Salvin Young could return this week. Tatum Bell could get carries. And Denver just called up Corey Boyd from the practice squad.
And like I said, coach haven't named the starter yet. If it's me, I know I'll be able to go out and be productive with this core or seven. I know they will too. So I'm just looking forward to, you know, whoever's in there, I'm going to be rooting them on. And if I'm in there, I expect them to do the same for me.
I'm just trying to help out the best way possible. I'm not saying I bring this, I bring that. We all have some special abilities, and the coaches will find out, and, you know, they'll put the best person in there.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't even know what to say about it at this point. You know, I mean, we got so many of those guys hurt, and seems like we got a new guy each week bringing Corey up, and, you know, we still got Tatum. So, I think we're going to be fine with those two guys, though.
That's going to do it for this edition of Broncos TV, but be sure to log on to DenverBroncos.com throughout the game Sunday for all of your in-game updates, as the Broncos will look to get a win in Carolina and win the AFC West this season. Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.